Right now, the day's biggest news stories from a Vegas perspective. This is the Vegas Take with Sharp and Shapiro.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Happy hump day. It is Wednesday morning in the Valley. So glad you could join us. It's the Vegas Take. Your boy Shapiro coming at you live at the KDON Studios. Thank you so much for being here. Busy day lined up. What a busy news cycle it has been the last few weeks. Really, the last 4 years, quite frankly. I guess you could thank Donald Trump for that one, but very busy day we got for you. Of course, we are monitoring what is taking place in Washington right now, as it appears that Donald Trump will be the first president in the history of this country to be impeached twice. And now we're seeing video and images of the National Guard, you know, sleeping in Congress, on the grounds of Congress inside that building, protecting that building so that what we saw last week, a week from today, never happens again. But there's certainly a lot of stuff to get to today and a lot of stuff to go over. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be speaking to a local assemblywoman in Mesquite. She's an assemblywoman-elect. Her name is Annie Black. She was actually at the events in D.C., last week. She claims she never entered the halls of Congress, but there are a lot of people that are asking for her resignation. She's going to give her story, and I'm willing to give her that platform to talk about it. Why was she there? Did she break the law? And why are there so many people that are asking for her resignation in Mesquite? We'll talk to her coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have a really, I think you could call, I don't know if I'd call a gold medalist in the Olympics a hero. I don't think I'd use that term. But we have a guy, a swimmer, who won multiple gold medals in the Olympics. We're now learning he was one of those people that went into the halls of Congress, and he's probably going to get arrested. I want to ask you guys, do you think all the sponsors should be taken away? Should he never be able to represent this country again if he committed a felony? I would say yes, but we'll talk a little bit more and go into grave detail about that story. And then later on in the show, Chuck Schumer was doing a press conference in New York City yesterday, and this nut job, and I mean a real nut job, decided to interrupt the press conference. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been in radio 20 years. Trust me when I say it is radio gold, the audio, we have it for you, and we are going to play it for you a little bit later on in the program. It's hilarious. It's sad, but it's also very funny and hilarious. And the look on Chuck Schumer's face when all this is going down is also priceless, so we'll get to that a little bit later on the show. Also, my good friend and NBA expert, that's right, Jameson Welch, will be joining us coming up later on in the program. Talk a little UNLV hoops, talk a little NBA basketball, how the coronavirus is affecting that throughout the country. He'll be coming up here a little bit later on in the show as well. So, as I said, jam-packed show, a lot to get to today, a lot to talk about. I want to start by saying this. As you know, at the start of the show yesterday, I talked about the passing of Sheldon Adelson. In a nutshell, folks, in 30 seconds, this is going to be everything I say about Donald Trump, how I think he's a horrible human being. Not I think, I know. Just a horrific human being. Well, here's a perfect example of that, ladies and gentlemen. Have you heard about this guy, Brian Sicknick, who is the officer who is 42 years old, a young man with a family, with kids and a wife, my understanding, who was killed in the halls of Congress at the Capitol by evil, murderous terrorists. So on Sunday, you know, everybody paid tribute to this man. You know, cops lined up in Washington, D.C. to honor this man. It's just a horrible, sad story, right? Guess who hasn't reached out to his family? You guessed it. Donald Trump. The president of the United States has not reached out to this man's family. But guess who Donald Trump reached out to yesterday? The man, you know, who donated $75 million to Donald Trump's campaign. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Reports are that Donald Trump reached out to Sheldon Adelson's family. Now, if he wants to reach out to Sheldon Adelson's family, that's fine. But how do you do that within 24 hours of Sheldon Adelson's death and put that as a higher priority than reaching out to the family of the officer who was killed at the Capitol? Think about that for a second. And I'm not talking to Democrats right now. I'm not talking to people that hate Trump. I already know you hate Trump. I'm talking to you people out there that still support this man. How do you justify that? that the President of the United States didn't even reach out and probably won't reach out if he hasn't by this time, a week later, the passing of this 42-year-old officer, but reaches out to his biggest donor's family, the Adelson family. Again, Adelson, who donated $75 million to the Donald Trump campaign. Folks, that says it all about what kind of person Donald Trump is. I don't know what else to tell you. That speaks volumes. If you're the president, now you can say what you want about George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and the incoming president, Joe Biden. I guarantee you, if anything like this happened within 24 to 48 hours, every single one of those presidents would have reached out to this officer's family. But Donald Trump didn't. And I want to make that very clear to all of you. That is a lack of character, and that is just a despicable human being. But there's a lot of other breaking news that I want to get to, a lot of stuff that took place just in the last 24 hours since we did our show yesterday. So let me give you some of the breaking news over the course of the last 15, 16 hours or so. So there's new reporting that's saying that Mitch McConnell has no intention whatsoever of speaking to Trump again at any time in the foreseeable future. And also that he's in touch with President-elect Joe Biden about how to structure the coming impeachment trial. That is really, really interesting. Maybe Mitch McConnell is actually going to be useful after all. McConnell, according to reports, basically is saying he wants Donald Trump out of the Republican Party, and this would be the best way to do it. And when you look at the Republican Party right now that is in complete disarray, who do you blame? Well, I would start with Donald Trump. Then there's Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader and one of Mr. Trump's most steadfast allies in Congress, certainly. I think that's very fair to say. Has asked other Republicans whether he should call on Mr. Trump to resign. Then there's Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill. Says representatives gave recognizance tours through the Capitol the day before the riot. Now, she's a retired lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy, and she's also a former federal prosecutor, so I wouldn't dismiss what she says. This was a well-orchestrated event, make no mistake about it. This was not something spontaneous. Now, I'm sure that there were some of those people that were spontaneous that just joined along with the crowd. This was a well-orchestrated event. This is a failure from the FBI all the way down to protect. So key organizer of this Capitol protest, Ali Alexander, says he was getting inside help from at least three members of Congress. Since reported to be Republican Congressman Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, and Mo Brooks. If that is true, these three Republican congressmen need to go to jail. I'm sure the FBI, at least I would hope the FBI is investigating this. Now, that brings us to some audio here that I want to play for you. And to U.S. District Attorney Michael Sherwin. It's cut 8, I believe. And Sherwin and the FBI DOJ news conference, which took place yesterday. Have a listen to this.
Just yesterday, our office organized a strike force of very senior national security prosecutors and public corruption prosecutors. Their only marching orders from me are to build seditious and conspiracy charges related to the most heinous acts that occurred in the Capitol. And these are significant charges that have felonies with prison terms of up to 20 years. In addition to that, we're looking and taking a priority with cases in which weapons were involved and cases in which destructive devices were involved. As people know through news reports, there were pipe bombs found outside the Capitol. The ATF is working on that. Metro Police is working on that. FBI is working on that to find that individual or individual who planted those devices.
Now, I won't mention any names, but for some of the idiots out there that have been downplaying this attack, just like they've downplayed the coronavirus, you're despicable. Oh, it wasn't a big deal, right? It was only a handful of idiots and, you know, no. There were bombs that were made. This was an attempt to kidnap and possibly kill members of Congress. That should never be downplayed in any way, shape, or form, just like the coronavirus shouldn't be downplayed. We're now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, approaching 400,000 deaths. Now, the key phrase in that clip that I just played was public corruption prosecutors. That's significant. Public corruption prosecutors prosecute public officials. Let's listen a couple of other things we learned from this press conference yesterday. In this case, the number of cases that have already been opened. Have a listen to this.
As we sit here now, literally days after this event happened, we have already opened more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases. And again, that number, I suspect, is going to grow into the hundreds.
They've already charged over 70 cases. That number is going to grow. My co-host last week said he thought there were only 10 people involved. Now, I said immediately after that that was not true.
As we sit here now, literally.
What happened? No, we don't want to play that again. That's not true. There were not 10 people involved. There were hundreds of people involved. 70 people have already been charged. When I hear somebody make an incorrect, non-factual statement like that, I say something right away, and then it's proven by the FBI, and then some people will say, well, we can't trust the FBI, Brian. Okay, so who are we going to trust then? Donald Trump? Rudy Giuliani? Donald Trump Jr.? Do you realize how ridiculous some of you people are when you make statements like that? So Sherwin also laid out the different types of charges that they're considering. Cut 10. Have a listen to this.
At everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers, both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
Absolutely, it's mind-blowing. People that are, you know, on board, by the way, and understand how serious this is of what took place last week. Pat Toomey, you know, Chris Christie, Mick Mulvaney, Adam Kinzinger, Ben Sasse, John Kelly, just to name a few. But now we have GOP Representative John Katko, who says he will vote to impeach Trump. Katko of New York is the first Republican House member to publicly back Democrats to push impeachment for the outgoing president. Katko said in a statement, "To impeach a sitting president is a decision I do not take lightly. The U.S. Constitution outlines its use only when a high crime or misdemeanor has occurred." Katko is now officially on board. He said it cannot be ignored that President Trump encouraged this insurrection, both on social media ahead of the January 6th situation and in his speech that day. By deliberately promoting baseless theories, he's calling the baseless theories, which I've said on this show since election night, of widespread voter fraud, that Joe Biden is not going to be a legitimate president and that Democrats cheated and stole the election. It is baseless. He's absolutely right. And meanwhile, while all this stuff is going on, Mitch McConnell is said to be pleased about the impeachment, believing it will be easier to purge Trump from the GOP. According to the New York Times, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who is obviously the Republican leader, has told associates that he believes President Trump committed impeachable offenses and that he's pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, believing that it'll make it easier to purge him from the party. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who had previously said he'd take a look at the articles of impeachment last night, said he would vote to convict. In a statement, he said, "There is no doubt in my mind that the President of the United States broke his oath of office and incited this insurrection. He used his position in the executive to attack the legislative. So in assessing the articles of impeachment brought before the House, I must consider if inciting a deadly insurrection against the article of branch is not worthy of impeachment, then what is?" Boy, does he make a valid point there, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's Liz Cheney. I've never been a huge Liz Cheney fan, but she's right when it comes to this, because she is now going to vote to impeach Donald Trump. Keep in mind, folks, this is a big deal. She's the number three House Republican, and now she's going to be voting to impeach Donald Trump for his role in inciting this deadly insurrection. Cheney said in a statement announcing her decision, she said, "On January 6th, a violent mob attacked the United States Capitol to obstruct the process of our democracy and stop the counting of presidential electoral votes. This insurrection caused injury, death, and destruction in the most sacred space in our republic. Much more will become clear in the coming days and weeks, but what we know now is enough. The president summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Everything that followed was his doing. None of this would have happened without the president. The president could have immediately and forcefully intervened to stop the violence. He did not. There's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and his oath to the Constitution. There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. I will vote to impeach the president. Those are strong words by the number three House Republican. We have Liz Cheney on board. We have Mitch McConnell on board. Donald Trump is finished. And then we have Republican Congressman Fred Upton of West Michigan, who said today the president characterized his inflammatory rhetoric of last Wednesday's rally as totally appropriate. Quickly, what Upton is talking about is the statements he made to the media, and we'll get to the audio here in a second. It's disgusting. Then there's freshman GOP Representative Peter Meyer, who represents the Grand Rapids area, is also strongly considering backing Trump's impeachment. He told WXMI-TV yesterday, quote, "What we saw on Wednesday left the president unfit for office." Republican Congressman Jamie Herrera announced she will vote to impeach Donald Trump as well. And yet, what did the ever delusional Donald Trump have to say to reporters yesterday before leaving for Alamo, Texas? Have a listen to this. Cut 14.
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility?
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. And if you look at what other people have said, politicians at a high level, about the riots during the summer, the horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places, that was a real problem, what they said. But they've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate. Okay, thank you.
Will you expect to be impeached?
Everybody said totally appropriate. Ladies and gentlemen, should we be surprised that the president of the United States is taking no responsibility for what took place last week in Washington? He also takes no responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic and the response when we have around 4,000 people that are dying every day. He'd give himself an A-plus when it comes to the coronavirus response, and he takes absolutely no responsibility for what took place last week, which killed five people, including an officer. By the way, when he talks about people have said it's totally appropriate, who's he talking about? Mark Meadows? Is he talking about Kayleigh McEnany or Newt Gingrich or Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or Laura Ingraham? Who's he talking about when he says people? By the way, I use that term very loosely when I give that list of people. Who's he talking about? Because any reasonable human being would disagree with him. Any reasonable human being, including many Republicans who I've talked about and I've named. I mean, it's unbelievable. And when asked about being impeached again, of course, he went to one of his favorite lies, the witch hunt, and issued another issues another incitement of violence. Have a listen to this.
The impeachment is really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger. I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence.
It's causing tremendous danger, he says. Takes no responsibility for what took place last week. By the way, why don't you ask Brian Sicknick's family? I wonder if they agree with Donald Trump, and I understand his family, and I'm talking about the officer who was killed in Washington a week from today, yet last week. I wonder if his family would agree with Donald Trump, that Donald Trump takes no responsibility in what took place. Now, I also understand that his family have asked that they don't want to be part of this political debate and argument, and we need to respect the family, and I totally respect that. I understand that. Sicknick, this 42-year-old, was a hero. Make no mistake about it. It's a terrible, terrible story. I feel for the family and the friends. Apparently, the person who doesn't feel is Donald Trump, because he never picked up the phone and made that phone call. Not once. Called Sheldon Adelson's family yesterday, though. But, you know, when it comes to this 42-year-old, no phone call. House Rules Chairman, Democrat Jim McGovern, by the way, said As his panel moved quickly to tee up the resolution intended to pressure Pence, the Massachusetts Democrat who was steps away from the doors as riders attempted to pound their way into the chamber, rebuked Trump for urging his supporters to march on the Capitol, where this insurrection halted certification of President-elect Joe Biden's win. McGovern said, "This is a solemn day." He called together an angry mob. He filled them with falsehoods and false hope, and then he sent them to the U.S. Capitol. It's past time for the vice president to do the right thing here. Now, I don't think Mike Pence is going to do the right thing. By the way, reports are that the last conversation that Donald Trump and Mike Pence had in the Oval Office, Donald Trump said to Mike Pence, "You could either be a patriot or you could either be a P-word," using the same terminology that Donald Trump used on that bus, if you recall, when he was running, you know, when he was running for president of the United States, the audio that came out many, many years ago. Another word for kitty cat. That's what he called Mike Pence, because obviously Donald Trump doesn't understand the rule of law and doesn't understand the power that Mike Pence has, which is very limited when it comes to this stuff. But Mike Pence will have an opportunity. I have no faith in Mike Pence. I never have. I think he's a stiff. I think Mike Pence, only like Ted Cruz and many of the others in Congress, only care about their own political careers. Now, coming up next, this is going to be very interesting. So we have Assemblywoman-elect in Mesquite, Annie Black. She was at the speech that Donald Trump made in D.C. that day last week. But now there are people that are calling for her resignation. They don't want her to be an assemblywoman in Mesquite, Nevada. I'm going to talk to her about that. I'm going to ask her, what exactly did she do last week? If anything, did she break the law? We'll hear from Annie Black coming up next right here on the Vegas. You a heart attack, you want to know by now. The Vegas Take. Glad you could join us. By the way, CNN's G. Angle, who's a very good reporter, just put out this information that is very troubling, that the White House is putting huge pressure on members and that members are saying they want to vote to impeach, but they legitimately fear for their lives and their families' lives. We'll continue to monitor that. That's extremely troubling. But the lady we have with us on the line right now, she is a assemblywoman-elect over there in Mesquite for District 19. She's also been the past president of the Mesquite Republican Women's Club. And there's people that are asking for her resignation because she was in Washington for the Stop the Steal rally. But I want to give her an opportunity to share her side of it. And Annie Black joins us right now on the line. Annie, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to tell my side of the story. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very curious to hear it. So let me start by asking you this, which I think is probably the most important question. Did you go into the Capitol? Did you break any laws?
No, I did not.
Okay, so then why is it that there are people that are asking for your resignation?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've gone on the record several times, even the night of the event, that saying, you know, I didn't cross past the barrier even when they were wide open and moved, and I never went in the Capitol, and I've made that abundantly clear. I've gone on the record many times saying that, and it seems like it doesn't matter what I say, that there are some people that just do not want me to be in the state legislature.
Okay, listen, I don't know you personally, but I'm willing to believe you, and I'm happy to hear you say that. I am. And if you did break the law, well, then I would imagine you'd be in some legal trouble. So let me ask you this question. What would you say about those people that did break the law, those people that did go into the Capitol that committed violent acts? What would you say about all those people that did that?
I put out a statement in writing. I mean, I've said it verbally, but those people should be punished severely. I absolutely agree that that shouldn't have happened, but I don't think that people like myself that went there to peacefully protest, which is our right to do, should be lumped in with those people, because there were certainly way more people that chose not to go into the Capitol and not to break the law than there were that made the decision to do that.
I understand that. I totally agree with you. And when people say the majority of the people there were peaceful protesters, I agree. But this is something that some, and I'm not saying you do this, but some people on the right have painted out all these Black Lives Matter protesters to be violent criminals. Are you willing to say the same thing about, say, a Black Lives Matter protest, that the majority of those people at these protests, the millions throughout the country, are not violent criminals? Would you be willing to say the same thing?
I think what we've seen is that fights make news, right? And salacious things make news.
Right.
And from being out there at this protest and seeing the way that it was covered, I would say that I wouldn't be surprised if other protests were covered the same, with the same sort of bias, to show that something's happening when in reality that may not be the whole picture.
I understand.
I don't know, because I've never been to, you know, any other, you know, without having been there, I can't say. And I think that's the problem, right? We're seeing whatever we're seeing on a little box. And I don't know how true that necessarily is.
Oh, no, I understand. But I think it's a fair question to ask you. I mean, you're an elected official who was elected into office. Would you be willing to agree that the Black Lives Matter protests throughout the country, the majority of those were not violent? Are you not willing to at least admit that?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I mean, I think the majority of the people in the world are not violent people, so I would assume that they weren't.
So
I don't know. I wasn't there.
So I wasn't in Washington, but would you be okay with me saying that, you know, the majority of those people that were in Washington may have been violent? I don't know. I would never say that, because I saw the video. I know how many people were there. You know the millions and millions and millions of people that have been protesting. You don't have to be there to... Listen, I'm not going to try to put words in your mouth. I just find it a little odd that you're not willing to admit that, but that's okay. We can move on, Andy. That's fine. This is an important...
I don't think it's a matter of not... The point is, my personal opinion and my personal experience are just that, just like yours. There are plenty of people out there that would say and have said to me and are still saying to me presently, I should be in prison. I should have my real estate.
Well, I don't agree with that.
The reason they're saying that is because right now Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are trying to say that anybody who attends a Make America Great Again rally is a domestic terrorist, and it's considered
a
domestic terrorist activity. And so what they're doing is the fact that you were there, even though you were there, and there were probably a million plus people that were there, and 99.99% were not, you know, trying to get involved in an insurrection with the Capitol and take over the Capitol or whatever. But they are lumping you in with those people, because right now the goal is to vilify anyone who attends a Trump rally. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think that works both ways. I think that there's, unfortunately, that's what makes news, right? I mean, I hate to say that, but I think the reality is, like, you see this. Take for example, I was at the inauguration for President Trump. I was there. I was seeing what was on the ground. I stop at a restaurant to go to lunch, look at the TV, and all you see is people bashing out windows in a Starbucks. That wasn't an accurate portrayal of what was going on, but that's just what we sort of see when we see it on the little box in our living room TV. And it's I think it's absolutely, I would love to say that most people go to have a peaceful protest, which they are absolutely within their rights to do. But, you know, I think, unfortunately, sometimes that's not the way it's portrayed
on
the news.
I just want to be clear with one thing that JD just said. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden never said that anybody that attends a Trump rally is a domestic terrorist. That is factually inaccurate. And I'd be hard pressed to find one Democrat in office that have said, if you've attended any Trump rally, you're a domestic terrorist. That is not true.
I mean, Brian,
Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez,
that is not true. You just said Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That is not true, what you just said.
I'm giving you a separate example. Alexandria.
Okay, but you just said something that's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris never said that. You're lying.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
They never said that. All right, I don't want to get into a debate with you. We have a guest on the line.
Obviously you do.
It's ridiculous.
But Annie, did you actually watch Donald Trump speak?
I didn't. I heard it on a megaphone on someone's phone at the state capitol. We decided to go over there before the march, so
okay,
we listened to it.
So if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Assemblywoman-elect Mesquite Annie Black, who's joining us. We're giving her an opportunity to give her side of the story. There are some people that are asking for her resignation. She was in Washington last week, but she says she did not enter the Capitol, and I'm willing to believe her on that. And if she didn't, I'm certainly happy to hear that. I don't think she did anything wrong. But let's get to some policy, and let's get some opinions to you, Annie, and let's start with this Stop the Steal rally. Do you believe that Joe Biden didn't win the election fairly? And do you believe Donald Trump, when he has said over and over again for 2 months that the Democrats cheated and that the election was stolen and Donald Trump won in a landslide? Do you believe that?
I believe that my personal opinion is I do feel there were some election irregularities. What that looks like, I don't know. And I think all the people that were out there that day at the rally, all we wanted to do was to have it looked into. And I think that that's more than fair, considering we spent years looking into Donald Trump. And furthermore, it's so important. You know how many emails I've gotten from people who are saying they're never going to vote again? They don't believe in our democracy or our republic. Yeah. And to me, I think that warrants help people that, whether you agree or not, it's important, I think we can all agree, for people to believe that their vote counts. And if they lose that belief, then we're in trouble.
Okay, so let me ask you another question, if I may. Do you not put any responsibility then on Donald Trump? Now, what you said is very different than what the President of the United States said. The President of the United States said, and I'll say it again, he said the Democrats stole the election, that they cheated, and that it wasn't a fair election. He said he won in a landslide. Now, what you said is very different than what the President of the United States said. And when the President of the United States, I think you'll agree with me on this, Annie, over the last 2 months says the election was stolen, and when he uses that type of verbiage and lies and says that he won in a landslide, that's why you're getting those emails. Make no mistake about it. What you just said is very different. Can you at least agree on that the president's words do matter? And when you say the election was stolen, the Democrats cheated, there's going to be people that are going to believe the president. Do you understand where I'm going with that?
I understand where you're going, but at the end of the day, what does that have to do with what happened at the Capitol? If someone can say whatever they want to say. Hillary Clinton came out and said that no matter what happened, Joe Biden should never
concede. And you're also assuming that people can't think for themselves at that point, and that's obviously
right.
Okay.
These
are all adults.
So Annie, you don't think the president's words matter at all? You think he can just lie and that's okay, and people can make up their own minds? You don't think he bears any responsibility in stoking the flames and getting people angry? You personally believe that if Donald Trump for the last 2 months wasn't saying the election was stolen, you still think that would have happened in Washington last week?
Well, let me ask you this. If Trump had lost, or Trump had won and Joe Biden had lost, do you think that it would have been a totally peaceful?
I'm so glad you asked that. That question was for me, JD. I'm so glad you asked that question. Absolutely not. It wouldn't have happened. And here's why. Because Hillary Clinton, when she lost, because you're the one who brought up Hillary Clinton, when she lost 4 years ago, she conceded. Joe Biden would have conceded, and I can guarantee you, yeah, there would have been people throughout the country that would have been angry. I guarantee you Joe Biden wouldn't have stoked flames and wouldn't have said the remarks that Donald Trump said last week. So the answer is absolutely not. Now, keep in mind, and Annie, I think you know this, 5 years ago, it was Donald Trump who was already saying that the election was going to be stolen and there was election fraud. As soon as he defeated Hillary Clinton, that stuff just went away and you didn't hear it again. You didn't hear it again until before this election. Before this election, you heard the exact same thing. The election's going to be stolen. There's election fraud. If Donald Trump truly believed that, what has he done in the last 4 years?
You're asking me?
Yeah. What has he done?
What Donald Trump has done?
You're a Trump supporter. He said election fraud before he defeated Hillary Clinton. And then after he defeated Hillary Clinton, you know what he said, Annie? He said, well, I guess the election was legitimate. So I'm asking you, if you really think what Donald Trump thinks about this widespread voter fraud or election fraud, what has Donald Trump done in the last 4 years to rectify it? He's done nothing. The answer is nothing.
Well, what we've all talked about doing, what we've all wanted to do is have voter ID, to not have mail-in ballots, to not have ballot harvesting. But unfortunately, that wasn't up to Republicans in our state. That wasn't up to Donald Trump when AB 4 passed in the middle of the night, allowing all of those things to happen with the election.
And in other states, state legislatures didn't make the decisions to change election laws. The executive branch did, and the judicial branches, which is unconstitutional. Annie, let me ask you this. Two Capitol police officers were just suspended yesterday because they actually let people inside the Capitol. Did you have a good bird's eye view of the Capitol? And did you see what was going on with police officers actually letting people through?
So we were, kind of between in that walkway between the Supreme Court and the Capitol, and it did appear to me that the police were, people made it up to the steps of the Capitol, and then before you know it, the cops are backing up and they're making it more and more up the way. And it, I couldn't tell if it was just because there wasn't enough police presence and there wasn't much they could do. But I have since seen that there's videos of police officers taking selfies and letting people in. And I don't know. I wasn't in there, so I can only, you know.
You also saw people breaking windows and breaking down doors as well, though, right? You saw those videos as well, did you not?
I also saw Trump supporters pulling someone back with a billy club that and a helmet on saying,
but that wasn't
don't
my question.
Break out that window. I'm yeah, sure. I'm sure. The same stuff
I'm sure there was good Samaritan. Excuse me. I'm sure.
Of Trump supporters yelling, I'm sure. Stop at Antifa.
Okay. Antifa was not. JD just brought up Antifa. Another lie. The FBI and those investigators are saying Antifa was not involved. So, JD, please don't bring that up. No, it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Yes, it is. Annie, do you think Antifa was responsible for what took place last week? Was Antifa a part of that situation last week?
I am not in the FBI. I don't know.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is this. When I was at the Ellipse for the president's speech, there was a totally different dynamic happening than there was at the Capitol. So when you see people with gas masks and helmets on, then you kind of say, hey, that's a different contingent and not a normal thing that I've seen at Trump rallies. So I don't know who those people were, but I know that was nothing I had ever seen before.
Okay, well, I think it's nothing that this country really has ever seen before in 200 years, and I think we all could agree it was disgusting, but I want to make it clear.
That's not true. We've seen all summer, last summer, we saw all kinds of
absolutely
violence
across
our country.
That's completely different. And let me explain to you.
It's not
JD, if I can please speak now. Annie, it's completely different. I completely disagree with you, and here's why. You have one cause, which is equality. Okay. Nobody supports the violence, the people that were burning down buildings, which you won't admit that was a minority of the Black Lives Matter protests, which shocks me, quite frankly, that you can't admit that. But that's okay. You have people that are fighting for a cause for equality when it comes to police brutality and the way police officers treat minorities in this country. And then you have a bunch of people that want to overthrow the election because they still think Donald Trump won, which is factually not accurate. Do you understand the difference?
Protesting is not overthrowing an election.
Exactly.
Protesting is an
that's not what I'm talking
right.
about. I'm not talking. Hold
Brian,
on a second,
Annie,
JD.
Annie has said
I'm not talking about
the
protesters
the already.
JD,
she said that the reason that the Stop the Steal rally took
JD,
place.
JD, I'm not talking
they
about
they
that.
Want, no, no, you're.
I'm not talking
no,
about the Brian, peaceful protesters.
No,
you're not understanding.
You're saying people are there to overturn the election.
I'm talking about the people that stormed the Capitol, JD. Please pay attention.
Because they wanted
JD?
To ensure that the election was looked into because there were election irregularities.
Annie, with all due respect, I don't think you understood my point. I'm talking about the people who broke the law and went into the Capitol, okay, and committed violent acts.
And nearly every Republican has condemned those people. I challenge you to tell me one Republican.
Where did I say that? Where did I say? Where did I say that? I never said that.
What I'm saying is, you said that there was violence like we've never seen in 200 years, which is baloney.
Okay, where has the Capitol been broken into?
Me on the show. Do you want to let me talk or do you just want to yell at me the whole time?
Okay, so you're saying things that are inaccurate, okay?
No, that is not true.
Okay,
you
okay.
just
when
are
was the last
like
time
every other person that calls me on the phone that doesn't want to hear me
okay.
out.
Okay, I have heard you out, Annie, and I'm glad to give you the opportunity, which I have, by the way. You're saying things that are ridiculous. First of all, we haven't had the Capitol stormed in since how long? When was the last time we had violence at our Capitol? Okay, so
violence.
I'm sorry I didn't put the word. Okay, so
okay,
I'm
Brian,
so I'm sorry.
Can we lower the like?
So I'm sorry.
Lower it down
no.
a couple notches.
No, we can't.
It was stormed in 2018.
Okay. No, we can't.
So you can
Annie,
speak to me disrespectfully.
Okay, I'm not being.
I'm
excuse me. What have I said to you disrespectfully? I'm disagreeing with you. Okay, so let me ask you another question then.
Going
you don't like
to another level.
Okay,
here.
So let me ask you a question. You don't like my tone because you think I'm raising my voice. You've supported Donald Trump for 4 years. When he's attacked women based on looks, he did that with Ted Cruz, if you recall. When he's attacked POWs, excuse me. Please let me finish my question. Now you're interrupting me. When he said to John McCain, "I don't respect you because you were captured." Okay, you remember when he said that he called Mexicans rapists? When he's raised his voice time and time again, and he's attacked anybody that disagrees with him. Did you have a problem with his tone? Because that's the man who you've supported for the last 4 years. I know you don't like my tone. Do you don't like what have you ever said to criticize Donald Trump's tone? Have you criticized Trump at all?
So basically, did you just have me on the show today to?
So you're not going to answer my question. So you're
going to
play victim. So you're
going to
play victim,
no,
and you're
not.
Gonna,
but
I'm asking you respectfully.
Off, you are one sitting here criticizing Donald Trump for not giving anybody respect. and you're disrespecting me.
Absolutely not. You're playing victim. I'm asking you a question, and you won't answer my question, so I'll be very low with my tone, so you're happy, and I'll ask it again. Now, you don't like my tone, Annie, because you think I'm too loud. Okay, no problem.
No, I think you're condescending.
Okay, you think I'm condescending. Okay, I'm very sorry. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever criticized Donald Trump for being condescending? Have you criticized Donald Trump for calling Mexicans rapists, for attacking women based on looks, for going after Gold Star families and POWs? I'm at a very low tone now, asking you very respectfully. Have you ever criticized Donald Trump for those same things, ever, whether it be social media?
I've criticized Donald Trump for plenty of things. Nobody's perfect, and nobody represents values and morals 100%. I think you would say the same thing. I don't blindly follow anyone.
I never said Donald Trump. I never said anybody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect.
I'm not saying that you said that.
Here's the difference, though.
I'm answering your question. You don't like my answer. I'm telling you, no, I don't blindly follow anyone, and I don't agree with anything everybody says verbatim, whatever they say. No, I don't. I have my own opinions and my own beliefs, and I can formulate those all on my own, and I don't blindly follow one human being and every word they say. No, I do not.
I didn't say that anybody's perfect. There's no president that's perfect. There's no human being that's perfect, but there's a fine line between somebody like you and me and the president of the United States, who, by the way, you've supported. So that's all I'm simply saying. You got very agitated because you didn't like how I was raising my voice. Sometimes in debates, people raise their voice. I'm sorry if that offended you.
It's just being respectful. Being respectful of you. I just ask that you be respectful of me.
Okay. In my personal opinion, I think you're being very disrespectful to the millions and millions of people out there that were in the Black Lives Matter protest and on the air. You can't even say that the majority of those at those protests were not violent people. That is intellectually dishonest on your part.
How do I know that if I wasn't there?
Okay, well, that's an absurd thing that you can't. So you think more than 50?
How do you know?
I'll tell you why. Because I was at. Well, first of all, I was at some of them, and I'm not talking about the Trump rally now. And by the way, I've defended people like you, and I will continue to defend people like you, even though you're going to, think I'm a horrible human being.
I don't think you're a horrible human being. Okay, I just want to have a civil discourse.
And I am, and I don't think it's a very good civil discourse when you can't be intellectually honest with me and answer questions. You mean to tell me, by the way, I was at some of the Black Lives Matter protests, by the way, just like you were at your protest, I was at some as well. You mean to tell me that you can't tell me on the radio right now that there were not more than 50% of the people at the Black Lives Matter protests throughout these protests?
You're putting words in my mouth. I literally said earlier that I believe most people go to protests for the right reasons and are good law-abiding people. I can't tell you what people were doing at a protest that I wasn't at. I'm sorry if you want me to give my opinion about something I didn't personally witness, but I did answer your question and say, yes, I believe most people are good, and I've defended even Black Lives Matter protests in the past. I've defended their right to go out and protest. We had a Black Lives Matter protest in Mesquite. I defended that. I agree and 100%, no matter who you are, support your right to peacefully assemble and protest something you disagree with. And I've been on record saying that.
Where did I say it? Where did I say it? Excuse me. See, this is where I get upset. Where did I tell you that I disagree with people peacefully protesting? When did I say that, Annie?
I never said you said that.
Okay, well, it sounded like maybe you just misspoke then. Then I apologize.
I'm saying I'm talking about my comments in the past. I'm not talking about
I have no problem with anybody, let me be very clear, peacefully protesting, whether that's Black Lives Matter. Listen, if you're one of those people, I'm just going to call it what it is, I think anybody is a moron if they do not believe that Joe Biden won this election. So I have to ask you this question. Do you believe Joe Biden is our next president? Well, I don't know why you're sighing. I think it's a fair question.
He's our president. He's going to be inaugurated on January 20th. The peaceful transition of power is happening. So
Do you believe he won?
There?
Do you believe he won fair and square? He's a fair president of the United States. He won the election fair and square, and Donald Trump did not win this election. Do you believe that?
I believe I would love to have the voting irregularities looked into, and I'm happy and ready to accept our new president on the 20th. But I think it's important to put everybody's mind at ease and to not denigrate our whole country and their belief in our voting system, that we give people a peace of mind and let them know that it was a fair election. I don't know. look, the whole point is, I don't know. I just want to have it looked into. That I don't think there's anything wrong
but
with
it. But it was looked into. It was looked into. The irregularities were looked into by the FBI, President Trump's own attorneys. It was even Rudy Giuliani in a courtroom that said they weren't fighting voter fraud. They had over 60 opportunities to present evidence. They're 0-60. It was looked into, Annie, with all due respect.
Okay. Well, you want to tell that to the whatever percentage of the 75 million people that don't believe. Okay, I guess here's the question. If we don't do that, then what do we do to get everybody to believe that the election was
sure,
fair
sure,
and
I'll
to
answer
reunite
that.
Our
Democrat,
country?
Democrats
sure.
don't want
really
that.
What we all want to get.
I will absolutely answer
Democrats
that.
Democrats want Trump supporters and Republicans demoralized.
I will so absolutely
that's what they want. That's why it was not looked into.
I will absolutely answer that question, Annie. First of all, I do not believe that just because 75 million people voted for Donald Trump that they all believe what you believe. That's number one.
No, I said a percentage of those 75
okay,
million.
Okay,
I didn't
that's
say
fine.
75
okay,
million.
That might be fine, but it was looked into. That you keep saying it needs to be looked into. It was looked into. Donald Trump had the opportunity in a court of law over 60 times to present evidence. It was Lindsey Graham.
So how do you propose? You've already said all that.
There has been voter fraud. We're short on time, but I will do my best to answer that question. I think what Rand Paul brought forward, I don't necessarily disagree with. What I do disagree with, Annie, is this. People that and you're not, this is troubling. You're not even though you're willing to say, yes, there's going to be a peaceful transfer of power, you can't directly answer the question and tell me that Donald Trump lost and Joe Biden won fair and square.
You're trying to control what she says. You're trying to control what she
exactly.
says and what
I'm
she
I'm not
thinks.
Trying to control
yes,
what
are.
She says.
Yes,
I just would never vote for her. Right. Annie, I appreciate
that
you.
That makes no difference
Annie,
whatsoever. She certainly doesn't.
Annie, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much. I did give you an opportunity to give your side, and I appreciate you coming on, but I can say for myself, I would never vote for Annie or any elected official that is not willing to say right now on the air, yes, Joe Biden won fair and square, but there are some irregularities that I think should be looked at. She was not willing to say that. Annie, I appreciate you coming on, but you would never have my vote. Yeah, we'll take a quick
thanks
break.
Thanks for coming on, Annie.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, a gold medalist who represented this country was one of those people that stormed the Capitol. He's in a lot of trouble now. We'll also take your phone calls at 257-5396. Take a quick break. Be back right after this. It's the Vegas Take.